Hey everybody, I'm Chris, and this is episode 6 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. And I'm coming to you from an undisclosed breezy meadow somewhere outdoors. Hopefully the sound is all right. It's kind of windy. Beautiful day here in Virginia. It's very still hot, but it's all right. You know, it's July, so hopefully the beads of sweat won't bring tears to my eyes here. But in this episode, I'm going to talk about a concrete thing that we can do, that we can propose as Republicans to improve our healthcare system. You know, I see a lot of Republicans. We all know that it's a bad idea for the government to be in charge of healthcare, and we all, you know, a lot of Republicans talk about how we need to fix our healthcare system, but I don't see a lot of real concrete ideas that Republicans come up with, and so here's one. This is one. It's just one, but I think it will do a lot of good to making it will go a long way to bringing down prices for our healthcare system. Because what's the problem with our healthcare system? It's expensive. You know, it's very bureaucratic. It's very expensive, and you know, healthcare is expensive. Health insurance is expensive, it's very good care. You know, we have great health care in America, but it's expensive. So what's one way we can bring it down? Well, here it is. Abolish the FDA's monopoly on approving drugs, devices, and procedures. Pretty simple. That's it. That's all you got to do. Because right now, if a drug company comes up with a drug that they think might cure cancer or some other disease, They're not allowed to go straight to doctors and say, hey, do you have some patients who might want to try this? Do you want to put together a group of patients and we'll do a study and we'll see if this works? They're not allowed to do that. It's illegal. The FDA has to be in control of the whole process. And it might take 10 years for them to get that done, to do it, because they are a government bureaucracy. It's really important to understand this. You know, the FDA is a government bureaucracy, and they're in control of what drugs you're allowed to use. And it, like I said, it takes about 10 years for them to approve a new drug. It costs $1 billion. They have to, it's incredibly slow, time-consuming, bureaucratic, expensive process to bring any new innovation, healthcare innovation, to market. And people die waiting for these innovations, and they don't have to die. And also what it does is it keeps the supply of all of these drugs and devices and procedures. Also, you know, the devices are involved in the procedures a lot of times. So it keeps prices high because it keeps supply down. You know, it's very hard for a new startup to enter the market and come up, hey, I've got a new drug that'll cure this disease a lot cheaper than this other drug. Well, yeah, it's not going to be, you can't do that. It's not going to be a cheap new drug because first, you know, it's not going to be cheap because the process is so slow and expensive that the drug is going to have to be expensive so the drug company can recoup all those costs, you know? So, and we can go back to the coronavirus vaccines. It's a great example of this, how the FDA and all the federal bureaucrats were all saying how we would never have we're never gonna have a coronavirus vaccine by the end of 2020. Donald Trump is an idiot, don't listen to him. And you know what Donald Trump said? Donald Trump just shoved all those bureaucrats aside and said, you know what, we're gonna get out of the way. Stop slowing everything down. Let these drug companies work. Let them work, let them figure it out, let them do the tests, and you bureaucrats, get the hell out of the room. Get out of the way. And that's what he did, and that's why we had coronavirus vaccines by the end of 2020. You know, and if we could just, and there's one great thing, another great thing that Donald Trump did, that the Republicans did, they passed the Right to Try Act. And, you know, the Right to Try Act is the act that, but before, if you were dying, you were not allowed, if you were dying, the FDA would not allow you to try a new drug, unless it's been approved. It hasn't been approved yet. You're just going to have to die. That's literally what the FDA was doing to people. And a great example of this is AIDS. And there's a great movie called The Dallas Buyers Club with Matthew McConaughey. It's a great movie. I highly recommend it. And it is the story of how the FDA during the 80s refused to allow dying people with AIDS to try different drugs that might save their lives. They refused. They said, nope, you can't do it. You're just going to have to die. Literally, that's what they did. And, you know, so if you think the FDA is on your side, no, they are not on your side. They are bureaucrats. They are on their side. They are interested in their own paychecks. They're interested in defending their turf. That's what bureaucrats do. They defend their turf. They don't care about you. So, you know, this is something that's really simple. You know, allow private certification agencies, testing agencies. And these exist already. There are agencies like Underwriters Laboratory, UL. You know, you've bought electrical items that are UL approved. Well, that's not a government entity. It's a private entity that does that. You submit your product to them, and they will study it. They'll critique it. They'll approve it or deny it. They'll say it's dangerous or they'll say it's great. Whatever. They'll give it their stamp of approval. And then a company like a store like Home Depot might say, we're not going to sell any products that are not UL approved, you know, and that's fine. But it's, you know, UL does a much better job of any government agency. They're fast. They're efficient, you know, and so there are tons of other, the American Dental Association is another example. The American Boat and Yacht Council, they inspect boats, you know, they have standards for boats out when boats are built, all kinds of stuff, all kinds of private certification and testing agencies out there. There's no reason for the FDA to have this kind of monopoly on this kind of power. And, you know, the drug companies like it. You know, they like this monopoly because it prevents startups, it prevents competitors from entering the market. So, you know, this is how big business sort of colludes with big government to keep prices high, to keep supply down, to squash competition. It's a perfect example. And we as Republicans, we're supposed to be the party of limited government and free markets. So let's propose this. This is a really simple thing that we can do. It's a concrete thing we can do right now. So if you're running for office, just talk about this. This is one thing you can talk about that will lower prices. It will increase supply. It will increase competition. It will increase innovation in our entire healthcare industry. So, and it will result in a healthier America. We'll be healthier. We'll be happier. And we'll have more money to spend on other things. So that's my one idea. Just one. You know, and I'm going to try to come up with more. I'm going to try to do more episodes with concrete ideas that we can propose as Republicans to make things better. So, all right, this was episode 6, and I hope you liked it. If you like it, share it. And let me know, you know, you can message me on Podbean. And let me know if you have any ideas for an episode that you want to see. And I will see you in the next one on episode 7. Bye-bye.